This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my good colleague, Jeremy Zachas. And we have examined the springtime approaching. We've examined the snakes on the beach, because springtime is approaching. We've examined the kookaburras that are so hungry they eat socks. But now we come to what's really important, ashes. Preparing for ashes is a mental challenge. The ashes are at the end of this year. Deep summer for New South Wales, for Queensland. The ashes will be played in Australia in five cities over many days. And the captain is Ben Stokes. And now I can imagine all the pubs when they got this news, Jeremy. What's happened?
Well, John, it turns out the English player Ben Stokes, one of our biggest rivals in the ashes, really, I should say, he has done a hamstring. And I shouldn't just say he's just done a hamstring. He's actually torn it quite badly, which may require some surgery, going to require weeks of recuperation. But all I can say is, as far as the Ashes preparation goes, for us here in Australia, it's fantastic because it means the English team has currently got one of their strongest players under the weather. Now, unfortunately, it's still a long way out from the Ashes, so I dare say that Ben's going to make a full recovery. But, I mean, as much as we don't like to see our fellow human hurt and harmed in any way, you can imagine that the Australian cricket teams were, you know, shouting a little silent rejoice and celebrating a bit at the pub, because Ben Stokes is just one of those players that really brings the game to the Ashes and is really, really difficult for our players to come against when he's bowling and when he's batting. So, you know what? Hopefully he wins well, but hopefully he doesn't mend well enough to, you know, be a formidable player in the next 5 months when we actually start the Ashes season.
You've lost one of your bowlers, Spencer Johnson. Is he injured?
He is. He's actually got, I guess, what you could call a bowler's injury. He's got a side strain, which doesn't sound all that bad when you say it out loud like that. But what a side strain effectively is it's through the bowling action, you use all your muscles down your side. And what he's done is, like almost Ben Stokes, how he's torn his hamstring, what Spencer Johnson has done is he's actually torn some of his side muscles, which actually connect to the arms and actually create that bowling action. They become a really fast bowler like he is. So he could actually be out for a long, long time, depending on just how bad the strain is, because often with bowlers, especially what we call pacemen, so these are bowlers that bowl incredibly fast, incredibly aggressively, they don't want to bring them back into the game too early, because you can imagine, say, like with baseball, if you bring a pitcher back out too early and he throws his arm out again after an injury, you could almost devastate the career permanently. So Spencer will probably be out for a while. The Ashes selection technically doesn't happen now for a few months, so he could still be in line for it. But unfortunately, it's just the nature of the beast around this time of year, John. We do get these injuries because a lot of our players have been playing straight for the last 7 months. And it's a risk they take. They get out there and they bowl their hearts out and they do a lot of good things. But unfortunately, sometimes their bodies just can't take it. So we're all keeping our fingers crossed for Spencer Johnson, but not keeping our fingers so crossed for Ben Stokes, I guess, is where we're at.
If you think it's too early, it's about 90 to 100 days before Ashes begin. And everybody in Australia worries about this all year long. Remember, Australia won the last two Ashes. Yes, there was controversy over the last one because it was a tie, but those are the rules. A tie goes to the winner of the previous Ashes. And everybody gets right to be worried, including one of Dallas's friends. That's how I see this, Jeremy. The pacing back and forth. Is this one of several of Dallas's friends? Introduce us, please.
Absolutely, John. That would be one of Dallas's six magpie friends that he converses with every day and pretty much plays with when we're out at work every day. And this one in particular was actually quite worried. He probably had heard the story about Spencer Johnson, you know, doing a bit of a side strain there. And I did actually catch him, for whatever reason, away from the other five magpies, pacing along our back patio just yesterday. Now, it also could be, too, that he was thrown out because Dallas was actually inside and we hadn't gone to work at the normal time. So he was probably just pretty upset that he hadn't got his treats and wasn't eating dog biscuits. But it just goes to show that these magpies in Dallas have really made this bond. And honestly, they even know each other's schedules. But at the same time, too, I can tell you, magpies love their cricket. So I suspect he's a little bit forlorn today and just wondering how it's going to go. So, yes, Dallas's friendly magpie friend, he didn't know what to do with himself. And actually, even this morning, I can tell you, all six of the magpies were out on the fence waiting for their treats and waiting to see what happened next. So it's never a dull moment here.
Dallas is the extremely friendly canine. The magpies are extremely aggressive birds, avians. And yet, for reasons that we can only guess at, they've bonded. Now, Jeremy wants to take the Darwinian approach, which is the magpies are rewarded for figuring out where there's free food every morning. Okay? Fine. Dallas is rewarded for being generous enough to convince his friends to come and call on him every morning. And he gives up a few of his snacks, I guess, in the bowl. Although, is Dallas a clean bowl dog?
He's not. And this is how I think it got started, because Dallas actually is a bit of a fussy eater. So what he'll do, and he's a spoodle, so he's a medium-sized dog and eats a fair amount when he wants to. But if he's not feeling like his food, he'll just wander off. And I have actually caught him wandering off, lying in his dog bed and watching while the magpies come up one by one and eat the little treats out of his bowl. So he's also, he is not too worried about the fact that they're eating his treats, because he knows that we'll give him treats anyway when we come home. So he's not a clean bowl dog by any means. It'd probably make it easier for us in controlling the wildlife around our property if he was, but no, he just loves to leave his treats in there and I think in some ways likes to see what's going to come and try and eat them.
I think I identify with Dallas because I have my bowl of soup, but Sailor, my Springer Spaniel, sits there watching me because he knows he gets to have what's left if I don't eat everything. And when you're under that kind of pressure, you sort of lose your appetite towards the bottom of the bowl. Maybe that's what happens to Dallas. They put pressure on him and he leaves something in the bowl.
I dare say, because if you've ever seen a magpie, especially six magpies at once, they can be pretty convincing as to what you need to do for them. So I think there's a bit of truth to that, John. I really do.
Dallas is a diplomat. He's decided the best thing is I'm always going to have plenty of food. I don't want to get them annoyed. They'll like me if I leave some food. But this particular magpie, he looks like he's worried about ashes. All right, we'll see if he comes back. Jeremy Zakas. And a magpie, when walking back and forth, looks a whole lot like a diplomat in tails. That's what he looks like, with his hands tucked underneath his feathers in the back. And his web feet going, those are web feet, Jeremy? What kind of feet are those?
They're kind of more like, they have a bit of webbing at the top, but also a bit more like crow's feet. So they have like little nails at the end, but there is a bit of webbing just at the top end there.
It's a beautiful bird. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.